I think he's warned by the police
mm-hmm.
coming through, and he just goes and ducks into the zoo. And she's still in, and she's like, "Oh man, you gotta use the beep beep. You gotta make a beep beep."
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji, with me, my co-host, as always, Herbie.
What's up, everybody?
I didn't forget about it.
Forget about what?
I didn't forget about the sound effects, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I, you know,
add a little flavor to it, you know?
Well, put some flair in this tea.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, life I still got more tea puns. Oh. I figured you'd enjoy that one.
No, you was a little lame there, my good sir.
Oh, my bad. You want to hear this racist joke I heard on Instagram?
Maybe.
It was, mom tries to bake a cake for her son, who's white. Mom's white, son's white, and she was trying to bake a chocolate cake, and the cake turned out terrible. But the kid put his face in the cake, and he had chocolate frosting all over his face, and he goes, "Look, I'm black," and the mom slaps him and says, "Don't say that. Go tell your dad what you said," which I didn't understand that. Then he goes to the dad and says, "Look, I'm black." The dad slaps him. "Don't say that. Go tell your grandpa." And grandpa goes, he goes to the grandpa and is like, "Look, I'm black." And grandpa slaps him and says, "Don't say that. Go back to your mom." And his mom asks him, "What have you learned?" And the kid goes, "I spent 5 minutes being black and I hate y'all white people." You can't do both. Both don't at work.
Hey, you know. But no, I heard that before. It's funny because my barber actually was talking about it because he was like, yeah, because the comedian that said that live, he saw it, and like we were trying to think of the name. I was like, yeah, I heard that joke. And I was like, yeah, it was kind of bad. But yeah, no, the.
I thought it was great.
So, I mean, might be kind of racy is what we were saying. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't bad, like it was just a funny joke, but it was a little out there.
Comedy should be barred from all of you toxic cancelers.
Yeah. But yeah, oh, in certain households, your mother will say some stuff to you, and then your daddy be the one that disciplines you. So yeah, when you said, "I don't understand why she went and told him to go see the dad," but yeah.
Nah, she already slapped him in the face.
Yeah, I don't know why, but
they were all just slapping away at the kid.
Yeah, couldn't stand them, but yeah.
Spent 5 minutes being black, and I can't stand you white people.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the joke. I was like, man, it's tough out here being black, kid.
Yo.
Real tough.
Oh, man. You got a flavor this week, Herb?
Yeah, let's see here. My flavor this week. I don't know what to go with. I might, you know what? Since this high card's last season, I might give it some love. Last episode of the season.
I know what it better not be.
What?
That ridiculous ass shot at the end.
The weakest card made that shot. No, it was when they were fighting at the end, and
Wendy love P and the other girl.
Yeah, and Miss Detective was like, "Stop! I'll shoot you." And the captain shows up. He's like, "We don't carry these just for show," and so he shoots her and distracts Gravity Lady enough so that Wendy could slash her. And then Wendy starts going crazy, and then he shoots the building, makes it fall on Wendy, and knocks her out.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, man, that really ended that shit in two shots.
Yeah,
and missed both of them.
Yeah, I don't think he missed him. He was aiming for the building, though.
Yeah. I just meant like he didn't really. He wasn't really aiming at. Oh, he aimed at Gravity Girl, distractor, and then like took care of Love P, quite easily.
Yeah,
that might be his single most redeemable moment as a character in the show, because he kind of just chilled in the background all season.
Yeah, he was cool though. Well, yeah, your flavor, go ahead.
It's that was the most impressive thing I've seen all Saturday.
Oh, you're talking about his shot?
Actually, no. Hell's Paradise had a really good episode where, like, everyone was celebrating. They think they won, and then out of nowhere, boom! You thought I was done? Boss, second phase. There's always a phase two nowadays.
Yeah, I forgot what I was watching, and then like they're like, yeah, and then bam, kill like three people. I was like, ooh, celebrated too quick.
Yo, you should watch Hell's Paradise if you're not watching.
I might watch it. I might read it.
You could read it.
Or I might listen to it.
I don't know if it has a full, a light novel that has the Audible shit, but sure.
Oh, but it does.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you.
It's way far ahead.
Listen, if what you say is true, I will buy this. How do you use your play points?
What do you mean, play points?
Do you have a Samsung?
No.
Oh, you have an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
I have play points on Google, but, like, I don't know what the hell the point of it is.
They're only available for, you have to go into Play Store and buy stuff out the Play Store, and they only apply to certain things.
Oh.
Yeah, because, yeah, my tablet, they would give me like $3 to buy a game, and so I'll just buy a game.
Sir, I think you're lying to me about this audiobook.
Oh, it doesn't. I was lying to you.
You bastard.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It's just like, there's no way. Like, it would have came up, unless they're calling it something different, but that's stupid. Why would they call it something different?
Yeah.
Misfit in Hell to Heaven, expat. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, so let's kick it off with some Buddy Daddies. Season 1, Episode 6, Love is Blind.
Buddy Daddies. So,
yeah. Call this Walmart spy family. But yeah, so
I go as far as to say call it Kmart spy
family. Kmart doesn't even exist anymore.
Exactly.
Well, in certain parts of the world. But yeah, so essentially what starts off is my man, there's a man on TV talking about his son is just messing up, causing harm, and he's not even trying to like atone for his actions. So then this gets Kizuki thinking about how they might be too lenient on Mire. And this was funny because Kizuki was like, oh, he said something, and then I was like, oh, so he's the mother in this. I was like, yeah, I know how those moms must feel. So I was like, yeah, he's the mother. And so then we get to when they pick Amir from the daycare, and apparently she got into a fight with her friend at daycare. And this is when Kizuki was like, oh no, are we doing right stuff in his mind? And so she's like, yeah, I wasn't able to ascertain what happened, but maybe you can do it and get something out of it. And so they go home, and Kizuki starts questioning her, and he's like, "Oh, you just tell me." And it's like, "You don't know right from wrong yet," and this, that, and the other. And she is not taking too kindly to it.
Nah, she got hella defensive. Well, maybe defensive isn't the right word.
Yeah, she did. I would say maybe more so annoyed. Because I know for me, when I'm trying to say something and someone's like not even like believing me or not even giving me a chance to like express my story without trying to put like words in my mouth, I would get frustrated. So. So it just showed like the lack of communication and it just doesn't go well for him. And she's like, she storms off, says, "I just like you, Papa." And I'm like, "Ooh, man, whew, that hurt him. He was hurt. Hurt me a little bit." But yeah. So she's thrown away. And then the next day comes and she's like, "Papa Ray, can you take me to school?" He's like, "Why? But sure, I'll take you to school." That murders Kizuki. I saw the anguish in his face. It hurt me to look at him like that. I was like, "No, my boy's hurt."
Yeah, I told you. You thought he was reacting crazy last episode?
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing.
Oh, yeah, my man's wild.
Imagination on fleek.
Sure is. Which the flashbacks were pretty funny in this one. At least he grew up. He made her age well.
I was about to say, I guess, although this already came out, I was about to say whoever produces this must have heard your complaints about her still being a child.
Yeah, I was like, that was kind of weird, but yeah. Glad she aged up. So, yeah. So then Kizuki forgot to pack her school lunch in her backpack, so she doesn't have a lunch to eat on the field trip. And then so they're going to the zoo, and the little boy that she got into a fight with was just straight acting a fool. He was scaring the monkeys off, and he runs off by himself to go see the lions. And so Miri accompanies him with two of her other friends. And Kizuki sees him holding hands. And this was the funny part. He imagines them hold them older and holding hands. He's like, "Yeah, we love the shit out of each other." Which I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, no kid says that. But yeah, it was funny. It made me laugh. So then let's see here. Where was I?
Papa Kizuki's overreaction. It's time to bring Meaty her lunch.
So then so he's going out to try and get like a close up so he can put the lunch in her bag with her noticing. And so he's close, and Mary's like, "Oh," she turns around, almost catches him, and it's like, "Oh man, she almost got him." And then she does it again. She's like, "I thought I seen something," which is funny because she's showing that she has more guile and awareness than they have, which she's following. Well, more Kizuki, which she's following him.
And she kept giving that mean eye as if she like knew they were there.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then some creepy man that was, I think he was warned by the police coming through, and he just goes and ducks into the zoo, and she's stealing. And she's like, "Oh man, you gotta use the beep beep. You gotta make a beep beep." And he's like, "Get out of my way, kid." And the guy was like, he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." Like, I think Ray threw a rock at the guy to stop him from touching Miri. And So he's like, yeah, I don't even want this stuff anymore. And he just leaves. And then they see Mario Kart, which was pretty funny.
That thing was not Mario Kart. I don't know what the invitation that was. That was not Mario Kart.
Yeah, it was Mario Kart, but it wasn't Mario Kart. Yeah, copyright at its finest. Like, McRonald's!
Nah, yeah, Nintendo would be all over that.
Yeah, McRonald's!
I haven't finished that season.
I haven't finished season two either.
It just died on me. I was just like, alright, I'm over it.
Yeah, I mean, it did get interesting in there. But I just haven't went back to it. I started watching other things. So, yeah, so then they go to eat lunch, and Mary realizes she doesn't have lunch. And my boy Tyga, he shares lunch. And then the hungry man from before comes up and tries to take the kid's food. And he pulls a gun out on the kids. I'm like, how you going to pull a gun out on some little kids to try to take their food? That's messed up. Even murderers and killers have standards.
I know, bro. You could just beat the shit out of these kids. Not that you should. But, like, the gun was way over excessive.
Yeah, you didn't really need it, my guy. And you had to do that, my guy. So then Ray and Kizuki show up in some costumes and save the day. Reminds me of Kimao-kun in them. So, but yeah. Yeah, save the day. Apparently, there was some misunderstanding about the fighting. I think he hit himself on accident or something, or he walked into her hand or something. And
the teacher was like, are you guys friends again? We were never not friends.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then
teacher playing telephone wrong.
Yeah. And then they go home and she wants to eat. Hit the lunch that he packed her, which I feel like should have spoiled being out that long. But hey, I digress.
I think something worth mentioning. Hey, guys, I didn't even write this note. I just remembered it. Was that earlier when Amelie was still mad at Kisuke? What's his name?
Kasaki?
I only know Ray's name. Ray's the cool one. When she was still mad at Kasaki, she was like, Papa Ray, can you take me to school? And Ray had a smug look on his face. But then at the end of the episode, when Mili was only talking about the bunny, Ray was just like, no alpaca.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it bees like that because the bees in the trap.
Bees in the... Damn.
Yep. I beat you to it, my guy.
Beat me to it.
Yeah, and then a little Easter egg there. Someone named Karin shows up looking for Kisuki. I was like, oh, who is this? I was like, I'm going to have to watch this.
Was this like post the ending credits?
Yeah.
I never watched that.
Yeah, but it shows up in the next episode, so it's not even worth it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It was just something to tease you, be teased, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, now let's buckle in and get down to Revengers, Episode 11, The Die is Cast, which is, it's a okay episode.
Terrible.
The Die is Cast. Again, both of the Revenger groups, I don't know what we're calling the guys with the crooked priest. I guess he is a priest. But they're like, it's almost like a game of chess. I'm trying to figure out what's the right first move, because like the moment someone makes a move, it's going down. So they want to be
killing timber.
Yeah, they got a sniper looking at Raizo, but he's got his guard up. And it is evident now that the priest in the chapel is fully aware of the plan to flood the era with opium and is supporting that plan. Pretty much this whole episode was Soji questioning, like, everything around him, like how it all started, why are they helping Raizo. Honestly, if they would just get rid of Raizo, all the problems would be over. And we get a little more backstory into, like, how... Because, like, now... As soon as we saw this story, I remembered the coin. Remember I brought up the coin that Yuen had in his hand? Like, what's that Go coin he has in his hand?
Yeah.
It was her coin. So, a little flashback. Yuen went to confront Raizo's fiance and tell her everything that went down, including the fact that Raizo was the one who killed her dad. And she was so enraged that she wanted the dude in charge dead, and she wanted Raizo dead, and she bit the coin for Raizo. Because her dad already bit the coin for the leader of the area. So, whatever the case may be, or like how it happened, I remember how it happened, but Yuen became aware that Raizo was set up and he couldn't fulfill the coin, but by the time he went to tell her, she already took her own life, and he's been holding on to the coin ever since. And that which, when he told Soji that, Soji was like, we should just kill him. We have coin. Like, when do we start trying to justify who deserves the coin or who's not? The job is, we get the coin, we kill the person, we fulfill the vendetta. Which, I don't really think he cares about the vendetta. He just... Life's gotten a little hard, and it's he's blaming Raizo for it. So, while they're walking, he actually thought about killing Raizo, but the sniper took a shot, and Raizo saved him. So, I think that might have pushed him towards the side where, like, alright, I can't kill this guy. He just saved my life. As much as I think he's
despise.
As much as I believe he's the root cause of all our problems, I don't... It's like a love-hate thing. I hate the guy, but I don't... Yeah, it's pretty much how he his current moment is.
Yep.
So, we... After Raizo saves Soji, we get a scene with the priest and Shishio. And Shishio likes to get people fucking hooked on opium and then takes pictures of them, which is a weird fucking hobby. I don't understand. And we go back to Raizo and Yuen, and Raizo is talking to Yuen saying he's surprised Soji's the only one who's actually thought about killing him. And he might let him do it once... I was thinking, like, maybe he might let him do it once they're finished with the opium. But I think Soji made his decision on whether to kill Raizo on a card or not. Or maybe he decided to not kill Raizo and flip the card to see if it was what his luck was going to be like. So, next episode's going to be the big showdown.
Welcome to the big show.
It's a big bad show now. Mm-mm-mm. Get ready for something. I don't want to get copyrighted. WWE is also dicks about copyright.
But yeah, did you finish your synopsis?
Of what?
Of Revengers.
That word's too big for me, sir.
your overview.
That's who the hell are you trying to impress over here?
Nobody. It was just the word that popped into mind.
Listen,
had to say.
Save that for the honeys and the bunnies.
Shoot. But yeah, did you finish?
I did.
Yeah, okay. We left out some stuff, though.
Let's go that.
Fill that in. Yeah, you do. So, I think worth mentioning is how they had Neo gathering information about the ship. And she's almost discovered, but, you know, she flees out because Doc is there. And Yeah, the other Avengers yeah, they're taking out some stuff. Let's see here. Yeah, and all the drugs are on an island. I think that's pretty interesting. So, but yeah, those other Avengers are wild. And I do think it's crazy. The priest is like, he's trying to use them for his own means again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, what exactly are you trying to use them for? Because it's still unclear to me. But yeah, they had that whole bad moment of them meeting up and then walking off.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay. Shoot. But yeah.
Shout out to Irby for always picking up my slack.
Yeah, that was cool. But yeah, that's all I had there for that.
Moving on up.
Yeah. Oh, but also the old man, he, for some reason, he wants the faith upheld so that the church would be the strongest pillar in the light again, and whatever. I'm like, oh, man, he's one of those folks.
Yeah, it's all for power.
Yeah, well, religious power. I was like, he probably don't even really care for the religion. He just want the religious power.
See, what's interesting about Yuen is Yuen is the leader of our Avengers crew, but Yuen is a person who generally wants to do the right thing. Tepa wants to do the right thing. Neo and Soji would probably be okay if they were in the blonde and black hair priest's crew. Like, they're Soji, tries to, talk about doing the right thing and blah, 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 but, you're okay with getting coin and doing what the chapel tells you to do. So, he'd probably rather be on UN side, I think he'd be okay on the other side as well. Whereas the other side just seems like fucking, we're in it for the money. Don't care who we have to kill.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That's a good point there. Very valid topoi right there.
Shall we continue?
We shall continue.
Yes.
Aristocrats, otherworldly adventure, serving gods that who go too far. Season 1, Episode 3, to the Royal Capital.
This episode was wild.
It was.
Over the top.
I was like, man, I'm like, I'm sorry, I hate this like One Piece. This is what I got to say. Oh, that's what I just about to do too.
Quack.
Beat me to it.
Yes.
But yeah. So my boy, he has over 82 million magic just after fighting that dragon. I'm like, my boy is OP. But I was like, I ain't seen this man train or nothing.
He don't need to.
He don't. But yeah, he's strong. 82 million magic. It's over 9,000.
I have no idea what's going to be the overall plot of this show, or if there is going to be an overall plot. Just be like slice of life. Here's this episode's theme and how OP this guy is now.
It's kind of just irking me a little bit, the show. I'm like, man, really? What is the point of this? Why is this necessary in this show? So, yeah, kind of feel like how I felt with Demon Lord a little bit and Overlord. I'm like, ah, oh, you get on my nerves.
Sorry, Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so my man Ken, he senses people being attacked by orcs 3 kilometers away. And I do like how he used wind magic, kind of like that boy from Aphrodite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a nice one. And he just takes off running. And another thing that also irritates me is how, daft everyone is. Like, it's like, oh, maybe that was a wind that just went by us. Man, you know that was Ray, Kian that flew by you.
Bro, what got me was when the father watched him fucking do what he did and then showed up later, and, oh, that's where you were. Motherfucker, you just, what?
It, like, so much happened. Like, they make him so damn dumb that it's like, why? No one's that dumb.
He jumped out the carriage. You lost sight of him. A gust of fucking wind went in the direction that he disappeared to. Where the hell did you think he went?
Yeah. It just gets on my nerves. So then my man, another thing that made me mad right here was when my man Kian sliced the monster in half, and then the guy was like, no, it's too dangerous. Man, you just seen this man cleave this monster in half. You talk about it's too dangerous while you over here crippled up. Couldn't you stop?
I was confused because they were disappearing when he was killing them.
Yeah.
They were just vanishing, and then like when he was done, it was a corpse of like, first of all, there were maybe like fucking 20 of them, max. But somehow the reports came and he killed like over 40.
It was like 50. I was like, I didn't see that many.
Yeah, but like, red dots. And they were red dots. There was definitely not 50 of them. What the? This show is so over the top. This seems so well under, like, not well put together, like, thought-wise.
Underwhelming?
Not underwhelming, just like the creator did not really think any of it through. It was just like, this. Oh, these girls. Oh, this. Oh, and it was just like, and they got the perfect voice actors for a show just like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it just made me mad. I'm like, really? He just sliced out a monster, now you seem to feed him. And then another part that made me mad was like, don't come any closer. Like he was an enemy. Man, this man just came up, saved you, and now you think he an enemy? He would have let the beast eat you if that was the case. But I digress. And just, yeah, that irked me. And then this is when we get to meet Princess Teleste and Silk, the Duke's daughter. And boy, are they smitten on my boy Kian.
Like 10.
Yeah, acting like old maids. I'm like, really?
A little seducing little fucking witches, bro.
I was like, this is what y'all do? So yeah, they kidnap my boy, just drag him straight into the carriage. And I'm like, oh man, really? Kidnapped him. And then they sit all super close. I'm like, okay, y'all doing too much now. And so they finally get him to the capital. And they're like, oh, they want to spend the night with him because they're scared. And this, that. I'm like, you're in the capital. Ain't no one going to mess with y'all. Like, you're safe. There's not going to be nothing there.
Bro, I was getting a little concerned about where this was heading.
I was like, the whole sleeping scene was like so unnecessary.
I was like, just like, they're 10, that. Right? Like, I don't have to worry about any smut.
Right? Yeah, I was like, it wasn't necessary. I'm like, this, what value does this hold? But I guess it does hold some value because it comes up later. Let's see.
Finesse at an all time high.
Yeah, they got the boy. So then once they get to the capital, he has an audience with the king. And he gets crowned a baron, has 10 platinum coins, and they give that man a mansion. And then so, after that, they had an audience in front of everybody. The king wants to talk to them separately. And, backtrack a little bit. There was some man that opposes this because he was just a child. And everyone's like, there's no way he defeated 50 of them by himself. Which he didn't. But I digress. But the other baron guy, I was like, oh. Yep, he's going to be trouble. But then he tells them that he wants to have them in the secret audience, have them marry. He wants them to marry his children, both of them. I'm like, both of them? You couldn't just decide one?
Nope, both of them. He shared a bed with both. He's going to marry both.
Yeah, once they become of age. But they do a little flashback and they find out that the king kind of, he doesn't want the boy to leave because that boy's strong.
Yeah, he's trying to force him to stay in the capital.
Yeah, and so I guess it was advantageous that the girls were smitten by him and it shared a bed because he used that against them. Like, oh, now that people know that y'all stayed in the same room together and shared a bed, it's no one's going to want to marry it. I'm like, one, they're little kids. Nothing happened at a sleepover like that. Like, I don't understand why that was such like a stickler point, but he got all flustered and he agreed to it. I would have held my ground, like, nah, I got to see what's out there in the world. I'm only 10.
I'm only 10.
If I was 13, I might have said, yeah, I agree, but I'm 10. I don't know anything about girls.
How are they going to be when they're older?
I'm like, yeah, I got to get out there.
Let's hope he just stays 10 all season.
Yeah, like I'm an adventurer. No, he grows up because...
Damn, them girls going to be... The fan service is going to be real.
Yeah, because in the what's that? The starting, the opening credits, there he has like older and like he's tall with like long hair. I'm like, oh, and he has a friend. So
I keep seeing like a animal.
Yeah, he does have a pet too.
Yeah,
don't know where it came from. But yeah, so they hoodwinked and bamboozled my boy into staying in the kingdom with all the stuff. They want to see his character. And now he's just chilling in there in the kingdom. So, yeah. That was it for my synopsis.
Man, I hope next episode's a time skip. I'm so over the lead up phase. It's been how many episodes?
This was episode 3.
Okay, that's enough. Four. Get to the point on 4. This man's too OP. Like I feel like he can handle any danger to the world right now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching Luffy Jr.
I'm glad there's not more sounds.
I'd definitely be using them all, but yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so let's... you want to talk about children, or... Or...
Or, we do children next week. All right, we'll do... yeah, no, we talk... Finish up with the high card.
Okay. All right, let's do it. High card, episode 12, the finale. Finn. It's a little selfish, Finn. It's claimed the last episode as your own. It's not about you. It's about Chris and Michelle. But, anyways. Vijay is in the building where Theodore has Wendy, Leo, and him like guarding the place, and he's requesting backup as he casually just takes out 7 people by himself. But he was saying the situation was more people kept arriving, not that he couldn't handle them. It was just an endless wave of people. And Wendy's attacking everyone with a sword. Leo's going crazy with a bazooka. And like, it really made me question. I was like, how much money does Leo have access to? Because, like, his card is a real waste of money.
It is.
Like, you saw how much he used at the end there? I was like, bro, you know how financial problems you can solve with that?
I'll speak about the end later, but, yeah, whenever we get to it.
Freaking, we go back to Finn and the other guy, and since Finn got fired, he said he's going to go up to Chris, and since I don't work with Pinocchio, whatever, anymore, you guys, this has nothing to do with you guys. But then, trying to attempt to stop Chris, they just bashed his head into a wall and knocked him out for a bit. Chelsea is with the cop girl that refuses to just let let things be, as her boss says, and like ignore the Pinocchio and all the supernatural shit she's seeing. And they pull up to the hospital where Finn is being dragged by the Pinocchio crew, and she tells him to like let go of him. Just like, ah, don't worry about him. We got him. It's part of this is Pinocchio business. And she's like, I'll have to insist. And then Finn, very cleverly, first we saw it the first episode, never really saw it again. Actually, no, we did see it again. We saw it on the boat, on the yacht. He used his pickpocketing abilities to swipe the keys to the cop car. And did he swipe something else from the two guys?
Not that I recall. I don't. I didn't. He got the key for the handcuffs.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So he steals the car, sees Chelsea in the car, and is like, "Oh, Chelsea," and I like speed away. And the girl, the lady cop, uses Finn's excuse to like consider like circumstance and blah blah blah, and like takes their car, which they kind of just let her do it. They didn't really attempt to stop her. And Finn is about to get stopped by Gravity Lady. Wendy comes in to help, but like Gravity Lady already destroyed their car, so they like Chelsea helps them jump down. Chelsea gets freaking shot by something. So Finn's on his way, and then the old dude shows up because he was listening. He told them why they're in the car. I've been listening. He should be heading this direction, and like it seems like everyone is betraying. Or going against what Theodore is saying, because a little earlier, Leo really wanted to help Chris and Finn, but Theodore is like, no, stay there. And then, like, when Chris, Leo finally had it, he barged in the room and it was empty. And I feel like it was empty the entire time. But Theodore's like, oh, you bought enough time. And I was like, can I go? No. And then Leo's like, no, we're going. Fuck that. We're going.
Yeah. I thought that was terrible.
So I have a lot of unresolved questions at the end of this that I will ask a little later. Not really a lot, but like I still want to know. So, continuing, Finn met up with the old guy, and they're now driving towards Chris and Michelle, where Michelle isn't looking good at all. I don't know why. I couldn't figure out why Chris wasn't taking, like, just wasn't doing the thing on Michelle right away. But then Chelsea mentioned, oh, he mentioned it last time. He's saving the Ferris wheel for next time. They're going to the Ferris wheel. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Kind of stupid, because, like, you're going to heal her on the Ferris wheel. She's going to wake up and you're going to pass out on the ground.
Dead on the ground.
Dead. Dead on the ground. But, like, hey, yeah, you're only going to ruin Ferris wheels for her for the rest of her life. So Finn is with the old guy driving up and they're going and like, they're not going to make it. And freaking Leo shows up with a truck full of cash and he uses his car to create like this bridge, this ever inclining bridge, which dude, what the hell?
I'm not even sure he had enough money to do what he did with that bridge. If bro, I'm honest.
Even if, like, I don't think he had enough money. And second of all, I don't even think if he had twice the amount of money, he would have got to the freaking Ferris wheel. They got nowhere near the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
They just freaking drove off the edge. Old man went freaking Evel Knievel style. And Finn jumps out the freaking car and, like, for the... Whereas he had a good eyesight the first two episodes, he couldn't hit dick with that gun the rest of the freaking season. But all of a sudden, he can bang out and knock out one of those cards that Chris started using off, like, X-Play when they got into Ferris wheel and he was ready to use all four. I felt like when his father used X-Play, it lasted a lot. It happened a lot quicker. But somehow, when Chris did it, it had enough time for Finn to jump out the car, aim miles and miles away, and shoot a card out of it to make it a three of a kind. First of all, why no one tried a three of a kind, two of a kind first, is beyond me.
Yeah.
But regardless, Finn made the ridiculous shot. Vijay caught them with his vines. And when we, after that, Chris woke up in the hospital and his sister was next to them, and they weren't really sure what the aftermath of playing Three of a Kind was, but they're both alive and they're good, and she's not completely healed, but she's better. I did kind of forget to mention that Wendy and Gravity Girl had like the best fight of the entire fucking season. I feel like. I don't know how you feel about that.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, they got cut short by two bullets from Mr. Look Away Cop. And yeah. And when by the time this we ended the show with Finn and Chris were both fired, but Finn got rehired first. So they were messing with Chris because Finn was technically his senior. And then we end the show and I'm just questioning. Theodore was kind of ruthless on everyone else. Like they're really not going to show his reaction to the blatant disobedience.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to know if he was going to try to kill his son for not listening.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a whole lot of other stuff I'm still thinking about.
Oh, go ahead and voice those thoughts, sir.
So, I think it was also worth noting how Chris almost got stopped at the traffic point and Von Klondike shows up and he's like, I like your style, kid. You don't go with the crown and you do what feels right to you. He's like, yeah, I like it. And so he's like essentially saved him, which I still don't know what that guy's power is because he like made a whole sinkhole appear in the middle of downtown. And he like helped him escape. And some of the other things I was thinking about was, as you mentioned earlier, we tried to two of a kind. I was like, what if Theodore didn't want him to use four of a kind because he knew that would have been too much to save Du Bois? Maybe Du Bois only needed two of a kind. And the other thing was someone, when Du Bois is giving his final report, I was like, oh, yeah. When Owen's giving his final report, and was like, oh yeah, maybe the Five of Heart stopped helping him with like his immorality.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to myself, I was like, he's not immortal unless he has the card on. And he didn't have the card on. But then I was thinking, the card did choose him to be immortal, so maybe he's the only one that can actually use Four of a Kind to live.
Hmm.
So, it's crazy. So, I don't know. But, yeah, they did my boy wrong. Chris made a low man on a totem pole. And did you watch the ending?
Was there more in the end? I can't recall.
There
I didn't
was
write
more
anything after seeing Chris be under Finn.
Oh, yeah, there was more. You missed it, baby.
It was a post-credits?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do post-credits, Irby. That was a dumb question.
Yeah, so anyway, what happens is the knight from before in Finn's dream shows up and kills the gravity lady. And she's like, whose side are you on anyway? And then his eye flickers, and then there's a season two confirmed.
Who killed her?
The knight from Finn's fire nightmare.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, oh, man.
So man's confronting his fears next season. I don't know if I want to watch next season.
It
wasn't that good. Yeah. Like, I'll watch it, but I probably won't, like, podcast watch it.
Yeah. It might be better if it was a dub, so I just let it play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we shall see.
We shall indeed see. But you got anything else you want to talk about, Herb?
I do not.
All right, then let's wrap this up. Let's do it. I was thinking more, let's wrap this up. Oh, you pressed it a lot. Oh. I was ill prepared. Guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Right, hold on. With this.
that might be a good beat. Okay.
Oh, man. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Peace.